Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Daily Scramble Live.
KX93.5 Daily Scramble Live is the morning show. I'm Tyler Russell. Jason Fetty's here as well.
Hello.
And we're really happy to welcome back to the show this morning a man who's been on with us several times before, a local to Southern California and a renowned international medium, James Von Prague. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Tyler. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's nice to have you back. I know last time you were supposed to call in and you decided just to wander in the morning, so I almost expected to see your smiling face today. But
sorry, I moved to Encinitas. I'm no longer in Laguna.
Oh, that's too bad. You're not a local anymore.
I visit because I have friends over there, of course.
All right, well, come see us sometimes.
Okay.
So I love what you do. We've talked about your seminars, your talks, your books before, and there's another one coming up on April 2nd. So why don't we just start with that? An evening of spirit at the Agape Center in Los Angeles. Tell us about that.
So the Agape Center was started many, many years ago by Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, and it's a center which has over 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000 people who come together every Sunday and have services. And they're really about, it's a spiritual service where people just have a connection with their souls, and they really talk about how to make the world a better place and really just live the golden rule. And that's really what it's about, and really about a power of thought. What you think becomes reality, which we all know, thoughts are things. And that's what it's really about. And just, it's a celebration of each other, which is fantastic. So it's my second time I've been there. I've been there about 2 years ago, and they have an incredible choir, an international choir, and I'm going to be doing an event there, an evening there of spirit, where I go and I communicate with the spirit world, and I will bring through, of course, messages for loved ones who have passed over with details such as names, addresses, or places. I found recently I get things in their drawers, things that they have, like, you have your father's glasses in the second drawer to the left. Hmm. Yes, I do. And so stuff like that proves that there's life after death, that there's no such thing as death. So I am a psychic medium, that's what I guess you would say. So I'm going to be doing that evening at the Agape Center.
Now, I've seen videos and I've heard stories of you calling out specific things in the audience without being preempted, identify somebody without them saying, you know, this is my passed away father. You find the person before they even say it.
So, that's correct.
And you know, Jason, my co-host, is a bit of a skeptic, I will admit.
Don't worry.
I'm not holding that against you, Jason.
Please don't make me do this.
No, mate.
I'm a reluctant skeptic, James. I love you, buddy. You go ahead and keep doing what you do. You've helped a lot of people, I'm sure.
Are you sure you don't want to see if James can find somebody in your spirit world?
No, I don't want to be that guy.
I was a skeptic, and before I began this work, I was very skeptical. And one day, I just couldn't deny what I was seeing and hearing, and I was like, okay. And I was a cynical New Yorker on top of a skeptic, so you could just imagine.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't want to pee on your bonfire, mate. I want you to carry on doing what you're doing.
Pee on my bonfire. I love that.
I want you to carry on. Obviously, the people that come to see you, you know, a lot of them are hurting, and if you can make them feel better about their lives and about the fact that they've lost loved ones, I think that's a great thing.
Where are you from in England?
Leeds, city of Leeds.
Okay, because I do a tour in England also. A lot of mediums in England. I mean, it's filled with mediums over there. I mean, it really is. Very competitive over there.
Huh.
Yeah, and it's starting here, too, with a lot of TV shows, Tyler Henry on the E! Channel, and then we have Demonica the Medium. So, yeah, it's something which people have to experience in person, and I would say you can talk about it and hear people do it, but once you're experiencing it in person, when you're sitting in an audience, then you can be blown away. I had a guy this weekend. I was at a place called the In Spirit Center in Mission Viejo, and a guy drove me because it was late at night, so a driver drove me. He never experienced anything. He goes, yeah, I'm not sure if I believe in it. I said, come into the audience and sit down. And afterwards, he came out and he goes, okay, I don't know if I could drive you back home. I'll take a little break.
James, when you say it's very competitive in England, that's interesting to me. So there's a whole world of this. So you say like, it's one medium can compete against another for business and blah, 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 and who's got the bigger show and who does the bigger thing. So what... Do you believe any of them? Who's your favorite medium?
I believe all of them. I believe there, just like in any place and in any career or any business, there are some people that are better than others. But for gosh sake, you know, I think it's stupid not to be open to, and forgive me, I'm not to put you down, but for people, you should be open-minded just to see if it's anything's possible, because anything's possible in our world. And there are some people that are much more sensitive than other people and much more able to be aware of things around them, the energy around them, the world around them. Oh, sure. And there are some that, you know, I don't feel are as, you know, gifted or as developed, if you will. So, but that's true, again, in any profession, I think it's true, you know?
What do you think makes you so connectable? Like, I mean, if you could brag about yourself for a moment.
Well, I will brag about myself, Tyler, because yeah. I should. I'm braggable. Because I set the, every Tuesday night for 2 hours every Tuesday night with a medium from England, believe it or not, and two other people who I just sit in the silence, and you really just sit there to quiet the mind and to go into the stillness and to really have a relationship, if you will, with who you are, what you feel within you, your soul connection. And you really, it's really profound because it's so simple, it sounds very simple, but you really have these amazing experiences of going within and listening, contemplation, mindfulness, if you will, and you begin to see the world in a different way, you get to feel things differently, you get to have a good relationship with people in a different way, you respect people, and you look at people in a different way. So that helped for 7 years doing that. And then you got to trust your intuition. You know, everybody's born with intuition, which intuition is really that feeling, that gut feeling that we have when we meet somebody or something happens, if I feel a certain way. It's an intuition, but then it's further developed. And the development is more of a connection to the other, if you call it, other realms, other worlds, and trusting it. And I've had 35 years of doing this, so I'm pretty darn good at doing it. Or I'm good as an instrument. And I always say that I'm an instrument. So, yeah. You know, I listen really well.
Would you recommend that stillness, that silence, that meditation for anybody doing anything?
No doubt about it. And whether they're into this world or not, or just every single day, if you could stop and have a sense of mindfulness or an awareness, your whole life, you don't just rush through life. You take a moment and live each life. And that's really important, no matter what business you're involved in. Meditation, yoga, mindfulness, contemplation, whatever you want to call it or label it, it's a matter of being still, sitting in the silence and being aware of self. You know, every step that you take as you walk, that's a sense of mindfulness, a mindful walk that you're aware of every single step. Life then begins, you become a part of life, and life doesn't just pass you by.
Lovely. James von Prague again on the phone, the Agape Center. He has a show on April 2nd. It's called Evening with James von Prague, an evening of spirit. You can get tickets online at agapelive.com. It also is going to be streamed live, James, so people who are not there can also watch it, right?
Yeah, so it's the Agape Center, April 2nd, like you said, at 7:30, and people go online to see it with Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, who's been around for a long, long time. When I met Michael Beckwith, he was a used car salesman, it looked like, when I first met him. I was like, oh. And he's a wonderful spiritual leader, a really, really incredible man who goes around the world teaching spiritual beliefs and ethics and so forth. And he has this choir. I just want to repeat that again, a choir. I went 2 or 3 years ago, and the choir was there, and the lady that was leading the choir was the lady that we used to go on tour with Michael Jackson, and she heard the song Man in the Mirror.
Huh.
And the choir did that, and I went on stage with them. It was so overwhelming, the energy, and everybody was just standing and just singing, and it was just, it's a phenomenal experience. That's why I'm doing it again. So anybody who's in the area of Culver City, California, come to that night, April 2nd, or go on live stream, because if you can't make it in person, you definitely have to see it on live stream.
Right. Yeah. Can I tell you what I dreamed last night, James?
Yeah, tell me what you dreamed last night. By the way, we're periscoping right now, because I know last time
you're live on Periscope?
Periscope, yes, I am.
Love it.
Because last time you did it to me, so now I'm returning the favor.
Is anybody asking us anything on Periscope?
Anyone ask you anything on Periscope? And here we go. I'm in a Laguna Beach, California radio show with Tyler. Let's see. Yes, they want to know more about your show.
If they want me to do a full spiritual reading, I'm very happy to do that. I can make stuff up all day long.
For Periscope listeners, we're KX93.5. We're in Laguna Beach. We're a generational alt-rock station, and we're independent, and we're against the man, if you will. We're alternative radio in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. So,
well, your alternative radio station, and also your Tyler, are the one that got that radio station going.
Yes, thank you, James.
And you really did. So God bless you, because you really went out there and had a vision and made it happen.
Well, that's nice of you. Okay, let me tell you what happened last night in my subconscious.
Okay.
So I was in a boat.
Can I put you on speaker? Would you mind?
No, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. So I was in like a boat, like canoe, with a man who looked like Jesus, and we were rowing through this lake, and it was covered completely in fog. And then Jesus guy stopped the boat and said, I got to go. I got to go over here into the fog. But I didn't want him to leave because I knew that I wouldn't see him again. And I climbed a rock. And sure enough, the boat was gone and Jesus guy was gone. But then I somehow got taken by the fog and started floating up into the sky. But it was a terrifying float. It was like, this float is taking me away. It's filling me with fear. And then I saw two dead ghost kids on a cliffside. And then I continued to float away. And then I woke up. I actually woke up screaming in the middle of the night. It was terrifying. Nightmare.
Wow.
What do you got for me, James?
Wow. Wow. And your little co-host there is still with you.
He's still here.
I'm still here, bud.
Well, you know, I'm not a dream interpreter, but I would tell you this. Hold on one second. I'm trying to figure out the periscope here. Okay. Well, I would tell you that, number one, it's symbolic, no doubt about it. It's symbolic. And but the person on the boat, you say, represents Jesus to you. So that would be what I would think that would represent, yeah?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he looked like Jesus. I don't know if he was Jesus, but he looked just like him.
Right, so that represents Jesus to you, which is a spiritual person, a spiritual leader. So obviously there's something spiritual. Now, this is interesting. At night, we go to sleep, our spirit leaves, or our soul leaves the physical body, and we go to those spiritual realms and levels. And the conscious mind cannot always receive what exactly what's going on, but it puts it in symbols or puts it in certain windows or certain shows things a certain way. But you have to ask, what does that mean? So I'd say the Jesus figure would represent obviously either your soul or a spirit. And as you're rising up, which is really interesting, again, this represents the spirit, going and seeing two ghost children, which represents the spirit world again.
Wow.
So obviously there are changes coming up that you're rising up to more of a spirituality, more of a sense of spirituality. And that you're that's what looks. I don't want to make it more than it seems like.
Yeah.
But that's what it seems like. You're moving up towards your spirituality, realizing spirituality. But you know, when I first met you, Tyler, you know, a year ago, I said that to you right away. I said you're a very spiritual person. You're very intuitive. Remember that?
I do remember that. You said some very nice things. I remember it. I remember it fondly.
So that's probably, you know, it's going to happen because you're in your late 20s. Are you?
Yes.
Oh, come on! You're in your Saturn return. Remember we talked about your Saturn return. So Saturn return is when you're forced into doing things you're meant to come back to this life to do. So you're going to be doing your work. And remember, I think I told you your work with the radio show, one of the things is going to expand even more.
Yeah.
Which I know it's going to. It's going to expand even more. And there's going to be an essence of spirituality, whether it's going to be a healing through the work that you do, through the broadcast programming you create. There's going to be that sense of spirituality. And there's also a sense of responsibility with you. You'll always have that sense of responsibility. So that's really, really good. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Don't ever sell your soul. Mm-hmm.
I'll try not to. I don't know to whom.
You better not, because I'll slap you if I see you in a couple of years from now and you've done that.
See, this is why I have James on the show, because I just like, I'm selfish and I like personal psychic readings live on the air.
No, that's so. Okay. Hey, it's your show. Come on.
Well, you're right about Tyler. He's certainly an intuitive guy, that's for sure, when it comes to other people.
Yeah. Well, when's your birth sign?
Me or Jason?
Jason.
22nd of February. I'm a sort of Pisces, kind of.
Oh, so it's a shame on you, Jason. Shame on you.
Why?
Because 22nd of February, as you said, the beginning of Pisces, and Pisces is the sign of the psychic. So you're more sensitive than you let yourself know, and you'll never be happy, sir, until you open up and live your natural level, which is Pisces, which is psychic, sensitive, emotional, and that's okay. It's a hard one for men to be Pisces. It's just such a sensitive sign. But if you live and honor who you are and that energy of Pisces, that sensitiveness, and you listen to your intuition, you have a really good intuition. Otherwise, you would not have been on this radio show right now. You would never have been here. You would never have moved to the States.
Wow.
If you didn't use your intuition, correct?
Okay. Well, I do have some intuition, I guess. Yes, James.
Yeah, you
I
do.
Mean, if that means I, you know, I've got some experience, that's for sure. And
you follow your gut, right? You follow your gut.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you should always follow your gut. Being a Pisces, every sign is psychic from one degree or another, but Pisces is the most psychic sign of all signs.
Yeah, I've heard people say that before. Yeah.
Yeah. So always listen to your gut. When you don't listen to your gut, you'll be really upset. The hard part with you is you got to balance your head and your heart. That's the harder for you. It's always been hard for you to balance those two aspects of yourself. Mm. And I don't know if you were married once before, or there was a relationship before, but there's like two strong relationships in your life.
It's me and his wife.
And the dog.
Okay, then. Wow, this is a different type of radio show.
James, you're such a gem. I love that you take time for us personally, and you do this for people around the world. You really make people feel like they're one-on-one with you, even when you're in big crowds, and people can do that. The Agape Center, again, Evening of Spirit, April 2nd. Go to agapelive.com for tickets or for information on how to live stream the show at 7:30. We love you. Thank you very much for calling in, as always.
Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye, James.